لا إله إلا الله.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise and worship is for Allah, the Lord and cherishers and of the systems of knowledge. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise Allah. We seek His help. We ask His forgiveness. We repent to Allah. And we seek refuge with Him from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger. And I bear witness that Muhammad was chosen by Allah to be a mercy to all mankind. O Allah, let Your peace and Your blessings be upon Muhammad, upon his family, and all of his companions. Ameen. Again, dear Muslim believers, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. The Jum'ah Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhum fi salatihim khashi'un alladhum inna al-lag wi mu'ridun alladhum il-zakati Fa'ilun. Salak Allah Adin, surely Allah speaks the truth. Successful indeed are the believers, those who humble themselves in prayer, their prayer, and who turn away from all that is frivolous, and who are intent on inner purity. That is the first through the fourth ayahs of Surah 23 Al-Mukminun. And surely Allah speaks the truth. A hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, you will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. Shall I inform you about a matter which, if you do it, then you will love one another? Spread the salam amongst each other. Today's khutbah, inshallah, is becoming believers. Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu once said that God addresses us in the Holy Book as believers and addresses us very few times as Muslims. So what does this tell us? That to be a Muslim doesn't necessarily mean that you are alive, that you are conscious. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are a believer because you say you are Muslim. You know, there's a story about a lion that used to prowl about the field in which four oxen used to dwell. And many a time he tried to attack them, but whenever he came near, they turned their tails to one another so that whichever way he may approach, he was met by the horns of one of them. At last, however, they fell in quarreling amongst themselves and each went off to the pasture alone in a separate corner of the field. The lion then attacked them one by one and soon made an end to all four. The moral of the story is, united we stand and divided we fall. When we look at the ayahs that I read in the first beginning of Surah 23, Al-Mukminun, and for the young sister that asked about what does Al-Mukminun means, it means the believers. Believers, it's a plural, the believers. Allah addresses the Al-Mukminun, the believers, and the success that is due to them and how to obtain this success. So it starts with Qad. The first was Qad. Qad. Qad means indeed and certainly. And this word Qad is a particle of certainty. I mentioned a few kippahs ago that this word is emphatic. Sometimes and la is in front of it to give it that extra emphasis, and it to show that it is a very emphatic word. Allah's words in the Quran no doubt all come with the necessary seriousness. But sometimes in grammar, words are used to bring home a point even more, and qad is such a word. When we read the Quran, there should be thoughts of why would Allah use this word, or why would Allah say this statement. Again, we can truly do this by going into the Arabic. I have been taught that if you truly want to know what Allah is saying to you and you alone, look into the original text, the Quranic Arabic. The Quran says, "Inna anzalnahu Quranan Arabiyan la alaykum ta'akilun." Indeed, we have sent down as an Quran, Arabic Quran, that you might understand. So back there, as a little side note, but back to the Kaaba. Qad aflaha. Aflaha means to be successful. And this comes from the same word that we hear in our Adan, falah. Haya ala falah. Come to success, prosperity, security, safety. So certainly or indeed you can come to success, you can come to security and safety. That is what Allah is telling us that we can have to be successful in this life and in the life after. Qad aflaha. Allah is giving a certainty to a success. When we think of success, let us be certain that we understand for who and how the success can be, and let us not look at it as a material only, just material. Let's get away from the material successes. The who. In this ayat, Allah tells us, Qad aflahal mu'minun. Qad aflahal mu'minun. Allah says it is the believers who will gain the success. El mukminun, the believers are in line for this success. Now, if we look at el mukminun, of course we see believers. It is the plural. And inside of mukminun is mukmin, which is believer, singular. But Allah uses mukminun. Imam Muhammad said that God addresses us in the Holy Quran as believers and addresses us very few times as Muslims. So we should take that to mean we need to see ourselves as believers in our lives and in the Quran. This mukminun comes from amina. It's the same root word as faith. The meaning also has security in it, trust, being secure in safety. The word believer, even in English, means to have trust, faith, or confidence. The word trust, it means a firm belief in honesty, reliability. So having trust is inside of being a believer. This means we need to have this attribute, not just inside of our individual selves. We need to have a trust amongst each other. The Quran says, it is in God that all believers must place their trust. There we see that believers place their trust in Allah. Allah, who is worthy of all trust. And we are to take on the attributes of Allah. Not that we're going to be Allah, but we put those characteristics inside of us. And not just us individually, but us as a community. Us as El Mukminun. Allah has an attribute, El Wakil, the trusty. And that is what we need to have inside of us. And when we look at the topic for the day, becoming believers. Taking on the attribute of El Wakil goes into that process. Again, going back to Mukminun. Becoming mukminun means we need to have a trusting nature. We need a trusting environment. Not a gullible nature, but a trusting nature. We need to express the importance of how, if we establish Ummah, community, this does not come from being just a believer, a mu'min, by yourself. It comes from being believers. There are no communities with one person in it. I mentioned this last week that it takes many factors to have a community. And at the top of the list has to be being believers. We see that becoming a believer means you need to be able to trust and, of course, be trustworthy. We know Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, before he became prophet, was known as El Amin, the trustworthy one. He was known as by the people inside of Mecca. He was also known as As-Siddiq, meaning the truthful one. He is a believer because he is a community. We can see in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the model and an example of what Allah wants for us to be believers, trustworthy and trusting. Muhammad is what Allah created all human beings to be. But we have to embrace him. We have to love him. And most importantly, we have to know him. So after trusting Allah, we should be believers and be trusting of Muhammad. The Prophet said, none of you will believe till he loves me more than his father, his children, and all mankind. The Quran also says that ye believe in Allah and his messenger. That's a command. When we take Shahada, we are on the first steps to becoming believers. Taking the Shahada is all we need to enter Al-Islam. This is the road that leads to becoming a believer. It is the most important of all five pillars of Al-Islam. As I come to the end of this first part of the khutbah, this little phrase, Ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, is what separates us from everyone else. Because when you state this phrase, you have declared your acknowledgement of Allah's oneness. And you have declared your acknowledgement of Prophet Muhammad's status as his messenger. And this is something that you believe. And this process is not something you do just by yourself. You cannot just be at home by yourself and say, I'm taking Shahada. You need to have witnesses. This moment in your life, as big as it is done with others who in most cases have already took their Shahada. And they're present for you to do it. So when you do something so important, so significant in your life, it is still a community event. It involves El Mukminun. I got in love and I heard deviate that thou was God, just for grant mercy and us without the grant of bounty when I measure. I mean. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Again, my dear brothers and sisters, if it was just easy for me to get up here and say, Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, success indeed are for the believers, those who humble themselves in their prayer and who turn away from all that is frivolous and who are intent on inner purity, and all you have to do is that. To be successful, you need to be humble in yourself in prayers, avoid bad things, and pay zakat. That's what the four ayahs said. That doesn't do Allah's book justice. It doesn't do us justice either. Allah says he sent this down so that we might understand. Well, I would not be in the job you entrust me to do as an imam if I didn't look at this with the type of introspective eye that should be given to every word in the Quran. Again, why does Allah first tell us El Mukminun? Then he tells us Salatihim, their prayers. So the believers, the community, let us make sure we see El Mukminun as a community, believers, a group. The community needs to be kashiun, humbly submissive, And this word literally means one who humbles himself. So we together as a community should be humble in our prayers. Congregation Salat, you know, are the only ones where you can use the plural there. You don't use the plural there in Sunnah prayers. The five daily Salat, the prayers are to be made in congregation under the best scenarios. Now, you're not wrong if you have to make your one of your five daily prayers by yourself. You're not wrong. I'm not saying that. But, again, we know that there are 27 more blessings when two or more are making the Salat together. So this means we are to nature and nurture and develop our relationships to gain the benefits of them. Hence, you know, to become believers, we need to make Salat together. We need to do as much together aside from Salat as well. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "The believer is to the believer like parts of a building, each one of them supporting each other." So this is telling us that we are to help each other become believers. In construction, when you build a house, they lay the foundation. Then they put up a frame up. They put the frame up. And I'm speaking in the sense of traditional houses, not just prefab. There's nothing wrong with prefab. You know, I got a realtor in here. I don't want to say you can't sell no prefab. But I'm saying traditional homes, they lay the concrete, lay the foundation, then they put the frame up. Once the foundation is there, then comes the frame, and this is the support for the house. No frame, no support. No support. Am I correct? No frame, no support. So the Prophet is saying that believers support believers. We are going to be supported in a secure, safe place, El Mukminun. This safe, trusting, supportive place comes with us being believers. All this is inside of one word that Allah chose to use when giving us the certainty of who will be successful. This being part of a building, supporting each other. We can see a parallel in what the Prophet also said when he said, "The parable of me in relation to the prophets who came before me is that of a man who built a house beautifully and well, except that one brick in the corner is missing. The people went around it and wondered at its beauty, but said, if only that brick were put in place. I am that brick. I am the last of the prophets." We are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make no distinction between the prophets. Alayhi salam to all the prophets. So if we are to see their history like we can make our history, we are together, one house, each supporting each other. The prophets are a community. They are El Mukminun. Muhammad was the last brick to complete the house. And we should be just like that. We are a building, each supporting each other. Not to build separate buildings, even if they are next to each other. We are to be together as El Mukminun. Now, Imam Muhammad said that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, leads them in prayer. And he said that a building was being constructed and God sent his servants, each one of them, to make a contribution to the construction of that building. And there was only one stone left. Now, you all are going to look everywhere but the right place to understand that. The place to understand that is the context of Revelation. Everything that comes in Revelation, the place to understand it is in the context of Revelation, not outside of the Revelation. Now, this goes back to really why I have spent basically the whole khutbah so far just really on the one word, Mukminun. The Quran is to guide us. It is our manual. And it is what needs to be used to establish the community. We are supposed to be, you know, the community that we're supposed to be establishing. That's the goal. That's the life, you know, objective, is establishing the community. The only way to do that correctly is one to have a blueprint. They don't build a house without a blueprint. And the Quran is the blueprint in everything we need to do. The model of what that blueprint can look like is in the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. The Imam stated that the Prophet led them in prayer. Allah is telling us to be humble in our prayers together. The Prophet didn't ascend through the seventh heavens, meaning all of his brothers and two fathers, to make sunnah prayer. They came together and they made a humble congressional salat as a community. You know, this word humble means having or showing consciousness of one's shortcomings. So when we are in sajda with our heads and our noses on the ground, we are submitting what? Our consciousness, our wills. And didn't the word say only if you are conscious of your shortcomings? We should be humble amongst each other. No big eyes, no little U's. This goes to how Prophet Muhammad lived and how the community functioned. We also have to be sincere to humble ourselves. Prophet Muhammad said that the religion is sincerity. So we look at this and we know that my sincerity will affect my humbleness in all that I do, in my life and in my community life, which should be the same. My life is only life if it is inside of the community. And back to that first quote that I used to the Imam, that to be a Muslim doesn't necessarily mean that you are alive, that you are conscious. Alive means life. So we become alive as believers. A mukmin is to be among the mukminun. It's inside of it. And this can only be fulfilled if we are in the community establishment. Sincerity in my prayer, and if you're just praying because it's become ritualistic, then you receive no benefits from your prayer. The actions of prayer are more than just the five obligatory and the sunnahs. Prayer is the life we live. The Quran is a prayer. The purpose today is for us to realize how we are building our house together as El Mukminun. The foundation is laid. How are we being supports inside of that house? This only comes with us being believers, not being visitors or neighbors. We need to be active, contributing supports inside this community. If the Prophet can be that brick in the house, we need to understand that it will take all of us and more to build what we have to build. And even if it is not here when we are gone, I know and I feel better knowing I used up all my energy. I spent my whole life and I used all my efforts doing everything I could to move this along. The opening hadith that I use, by the one in whose hand is my soul, you will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. Shall I inform you about a matter which if you do it, then you will love one another. Spread the salam amongst each other. This community is one that will survive, that will strive if we love and share the peace. This doesn't mean we'll be walking around giving flowers to each other saying, you know, assalamu alaikum, baby. That's not the same thing. This means that we must love what we are doing. The Prophet is telling us that we must love each other. Spread the peace, and this will help us in becoming believers. How can you not enjoy being around each other? Remembering Allah with each other, learning and working with each other. This means just more than just Jummah. This means as many other days of the week that we can. If gaining the success Allah is guaranteed is not worth getting over some of the stuff that we have going on, then what is? If the bigger picture ain't worth getting over, whatever stops us from trying to be the best El Mukminun we can be, then what is it worth? The story from earlier about the oxen who together were able to protect themselves from the lion. But they fell into dispute when they became doomed and then they became doomed and the lion got them. This is how Shaitan is trying to get us. Have us thinking all about just ourselves against each other, not working together, not believing together, and we fall victim. United we stand and divided we fall. The Quran says, the believers are but a single brotherhood. Make peace between your two brethren and remain conscious of God so that you might be graced with his mercy. Success is mercy. Indeed, successful indeed are the believers. I feel doing whatever needs to be done to help promote this life, this deen. The original lifestyle given to every human being born is worth all I can do. We are to work as a community to bring the proper focus back to this world. We are to be believers in this work. Allah says to us, you are indeed the best community that has ever been brought forth for the good of mankind. You enjoin the doing of what is right, forbid the doing of what is wrong, and you believe in God. Allah has given us the tools needed. He has given us inside of our nature what is needed. He has given us examples to follow. And Allah has given us his word that success will come to those who do as he has told us to do. While we can discuss all day what really makes up a community, we will all agree that the basis for community is a common vital core belief. And it is too easy to become isolated away from the believers. Just like we can find a reason not to do something, we now have a reason that we should be doing everything. Being believers means supporting and interacting with each other and those who share vested interests. If your vested interest is becoming a believer, then this is the right place for you. Being believer comes with benefits, and it benefits the greater world as a whole. And as I end the second part of this khutbah, I truly hope and pray to Allah that we hear and we obey, and the success he is guaranteeing us with a certainty first starts with being believers. We believe in Allah, Al-Mukminun. We are the best to do what is needed to be done. We can be of benefit to others. If we are being a benefit to each other, the success is not just for you if you believe. It is for us believing together. And I'll end with this. When you want to believe in something, you also have to believe in everything that's necessary for believing in it. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Successful indeed are the believers. Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, I have given something of benefit today, in which all praise is due to Allah. And if any errors, of course, I am responsible for. I got only learned in our DV that thou was God as but grant mercy and us without the grant of bounty when I measure. I mean, please don't forget the Sadaqah Zakat boxes. Remember, this is the pillar of our faith. Talim 12:30 here at the masjid every Sunday. This Sunday will be the masjid.